There's a lost soul who's tired of his sinning.
You are listening to the Daily Doctrine Devotional. This is a daily podcast designed to teach and preach Bible doctrine each weekday throughout the year. This is Evangelist Tim McVeigh asking you to please let others know about this podcast so that they can subscribe or tune in each weekday. At the end of the podcast, we will provide you with subscription information as well as contact information for our ministry. Thank you for listening, and we pray that the Lord will help each of us as we study and preach the Word of God.
And the saints all with gladness are singing the glorious song of the redeemed. Song of the redeemed.
Thank you for tuning into this Tuesday edition of the podcast. I'd like to welcome each and every one of our listeners. We certainly are thankful for every one of you that are tuned in and listening. We appreciate our listeners from around the world. We got folks listening from several foreign countries all across the United States, and we certainly appreciate each and every one of you. We ask you to let somebody else know about the podcast. And if you're in the area, I realize when you're in the state of Maine, it could be several hours away, we would like to invite you to the services tonight and again tomorrow night. We're at the South Liberty Baptist Church. It's on Burkittville Road in Liberty, Maine. 7 o'clock each night, 6 o'clock, there's a meal for all guests. And we want to certainly invite you, make you feel welcome to that. And then on Thursday night, I do have a slight correction. I was notified the church in Dover Foxcroft there at New Life Baptist will be a 6 p.m. service. If you're hoping to attend that, we'd love for you to attend. It'll also be live streamed on their YouTube channel as these services are live streamed here at South Liberty Baptist Church. And then Sunday, we'll be down at the Tremont Baptist Church in Tremont, Maine. And I'm looking forward to the meeting there at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. And so just if you're in the area, need a place to go to church, want to be part of a special meeting, would love to have you come. We're back in Hebrews chapter 10 again today, and I want to mention this. We talked yesterday on the podcast, we went clear down through verse 17, talked about their sins and iniquities, will I remember no more. And I said that we would go back and look at the prophecy concerning this. And we see the covenant made. The Lord said this, he's going to put my law into their hearts, in their minds will I write them, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. So it's interesting, there's two things God does. The first thing he does, he puts his law into their hearts. You now, as a saved child of God, have the law of God written in your heart. That's why when you see the law of God inside, that inward man can say, amen, amen to the law of God. He loves the law of God. He said, in their minds will I write them. That is speaking now of your inward thinking. That is speaking of your inward person, that man on the inside. And the Word of God told us in Romans chapter 7, and he told us in the very end of that chapter in verse 25, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord, so that with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh. Why? Because he wrote his law into our mind. He took the laws of God, put them into our mind, put them into our way of thinking, our manner of thinking, and God has changed our mind. That's why old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. God has written these things in our hearts and in our mind. And then he goes on and says, there is therefore now no condemnation. Why? Because he's forgiven us of all of our sins. No condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And so people say, well, how come there's condemnation to those that walk after the flesh? Well, God has forgotten our sins and iniquities, but the problem is when you're walking after the flesh, you're living daily in that flesh, and you're walking according to the course of your flesh, according to the course of this world, and therefore, why would you have to? You're living carnal and you're living fleshly. Why would God? And so the Lord gives you that clarity of your mind. He will renew within you a new mind. He will renew that heart within you, give you a new heart. These are things that accompany salvation. How does he do that? Because he's written these upon our heart and upon our mind, the laws of God. And so we see that in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, beginning in verse 31, this is the prophecy of which the apostle Paul is speaking. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. So again, this new covenant does not involve bulls and goats and lambs. It does not involve the temporal things. It does not involve a temporary covering. No, this is what he spoke of. This is what has been fulfilled in Jesus Christ, who entered once into that holy place for you and for I. This is what it speaks of. not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt. And so this is not that same covenant. These laws have now been written in our hearts. He said, which by covenant they break, although I was an husband unto them, saith the Lord. So he tells us the covenant he made in those days is now fulfilled in Jesus Christ. The prophecy says there's going to be a new covenant. It is going to be in the Son of God. And he said, after those days, saith the Lord, this is the covenant he's made, I will put my law in their inward parts and will write it in their hearts and will be their God, and they shall be my people. So what is he speaking of? The inward parts. He's talking about the inward works. He's talking about the reins. He's talking about the soul, the spirit. He's talking about the internal. He's talking about that peace with God that passeth all understanding. He's talking about those things on the inside that we cannot explain, we cannot put into words. And as one young convert had said several years ago, if the peace of God passeth all understanding, then you may not be able to explain it. Hallelujah. He's going to write it on the inward parts. It's now in me. It's part of me. It's who I am. It comes out of me. Not by me choosing necessarily for it to come out of me, but because God has chosen to put that in me. God has chosen to write those laws in my heart and in my mind. When my mind is right with God and I don't have a carnal mind and I have a spiritual mind, the laws of God are what come into my thinking. When my heart is right with God and my heart is not carnal towards the things of this world, the things of my flesh, and my heart is where God wants it to be, what comes out of my heart? The good things that God has put in there. The abundance of my heart is what my lips will speak. And so if the law of God is written in my heart, then if I'm right with God and where I need to be with God, then God is going to speak out of the abundance of those things which he's put in the inward man. These are internal things. These are things on the inside. And it be their God, and they shall be my people. What a promise that is, just as Naomi was with Ruth. The God of Naomi would be the God of Ruth, and so it is with us. The God of Israel is now the God of the Gentile. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is the God of the saved. And he's written that upon our inward parts. This is not something that we manifest outward. This is not something we drum up in the flesh. This is this great God of heaven inwardly manifesting these things, letting us know on the inside that indeed we are the children of God. And the word of God says, and they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me. Now, I know this is a day that is coming. I understand that, that what he speaks of here, they are going to know this. He's going to be in each and every one of them, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. And so he is speaking of a day which is to come, and I understand that. Yet, he has also done that for the child of God. He's done those that have believed in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, and have believed upon his name. Now, where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. What is that remission? The sins and iniquities that he remembers no more. They have been remitted. How have they been remitted? Through the blood of Jesus Christ. And he's remitted those sins. Therefore, we don't have to live in those sins. We don't have to walk in those sins. There is not even an offering for those sins. There is no offering I can go obtain to find forgiveness of sins today. My sins are forgiven in Jesus Christ. He has forgotten my sins. He's forgotten mine iniquities. He will not remember them anymore. He will never bring them up again. Why? Because of Jesus Christ, that sin offering. He died once for all. And when he died for me and he shed his blood for me and he forgave me of all of my sins and all of mine iniquities, he will never bring them up again. What a wonderful promise. He goes on, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiness by the blood of Jesus. Why? Because it's been an offering for sin, which was Jesus Christ. We have that boldness to enter into the holiest. You and I can go into the holiest through what? The blood of Jesus Christ. There's no more door. We come through the door, which is Christ. There's no more veil, which is the body of Jesus Christ. The veil's been rent in twain from the top to the bottom. We have access. We come by the laver. We no longer have to wash our hands. Why? We're coming by the cleanness of his hands. We no longer have to take that showbread. Why? We have the bread of life. And each of those accoutrements, if you will, of the tabernacle is a representation of Christ. It is that picture of Christ, that type of Christ. But you and I have Christ today. We have the real thing. We don't need those offerings. We don't need those sacrifices. We don't need those accoutrements and those formalities. No, what we need today is Jesus Christ. We've entered in by the blood of Jesus Christ by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. And it's interesting it words it that way because we have come by a new and living way. We're not coming through the deadness of bulls and of goats and of animals. We're not coming through that deadness. We're coming through the living Savior. He that was dead and is alive forevermore. We're coming through him, his flesh, that veil, his body. That's how we come to him. That's why he has offered himself for sin. And the word of God tells us in having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. Now, that doesn't mean that somebody else is going to give you assurance. It doesn't mean that you are seeking someone else to give you assurance. Why do we draw nigh with full assurance? Because he has written his law in our hearts and in our minds. That's the word of God. His laws have been ingrained in us. We now walk in the understanding of the laws of God. God has done that for us. God will continue to do that for those that have been saved by the grace of God. And that's a new way. It's a different way. It's a living way. We have an high priest over the house of God. He is Jesus Christ, the righteous. And it's by him that we come. It's by him we have access. We can come boldly to that throne of grace. We can come boldly with the blood of Jesus Christ and claim the promises of God, having the understanding that our hearts can have the full assurance of faith because our hearts have been sprinkled from an evil conscience. God has put his laws in our heart. We no longer have the conscience of the guilt of sin. We're no longer guilty under the laws of sin. We've been washed, we've been made clean, and our conscience is clean because our heart has been sprinkled with the blood of Jesus Christ when he put the laws of God in our heart. That's how you have assurance of faith. His spirit beareth witness with our spirit. How does he do that? In the heart. He does that in a believing heart, a heart that believes, a heart that is not ashamed, a heart that finds him precious, a heart that has believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. And therefore, because that heart is now clean, that heart is now purged, the conscience is clean, we've been washed, we can have that full assurance of faith. And he said, our body's washed with pure water. Now, is that baptizing? Well, I was baptized. I was baptized in a cow trough, had worms in it, some other things. I don't know how pure that water was, but I believe he's talking about the sprinkling here of the water of the Word of God. And he, therefore, our hearts were sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. You know what God does? He cleanses your flesh with the Word of God. He's written it upon your heart. He's written upon your mind. He's put it in your heart, in your mind, the laws of God. That is for our cleansing. And it even purifies our flesh. What Abraham, according to the flesh, hath found. What did he find? The imputed righteousness of God. It was to his flesh. His flesh had not yet been redeemed. His flesh had not yet been purified, but by the word of God. He still lived in his flesh, just like you and I still live in this flesh. Well, the Apostle Paul said, in me, that is to say, in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. God washes us with pure water, sprinkles us with pure water by the word of God and makes us clean. And when he raises us to walk in the newness of life. Now, I am going to stop there for today because I want to go into a long sentence. And there is a long sentence coming up. And it deals with this matter of what God expects from those that have been saved, those that God expects from those that have been washed, those that have the witness of God, the Spirit of God, and has the law written upon them. God is going to deal with them as with sons, as with children. And so I want to stop there for today. Lord, we'll be back in here tomorrow, and we'll begin in verse 23.
There's a lost soul who started up his sinning, and he longs to return to the Lord as he cries for forgiveness and mercy. God is waiting.
You have been listening to the Daily Doctrine Podcast with Evangelist Tim McVeigh. For correspondence, please contact us through our website and someevangelists.com and use the contact form to connect with us. You may also subscribe to the podcast through our website or search for Daily Doctrine, Evangelist Tim McVeigh, on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Audible, or Amazon. To write to us, please use our church address, which is Manasseh Community Baptist Church, 70 Back Hollow Road, Blaine, Pennsylvania, 17006. Thank you for listening, and we pray that the Lord will help each of us as we study and preach the Word of God. Don't forget to subscribe and tune in tomorrow. And remember to look up, for your redemption draweth nigh.
There only was stride. Now the angels of God are rejoicing, for the prodigal child has come home, and the saints all with gladness are singing.